BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. As heavy fighting between the Israeli army and Hamas continues to rage in northern Gaza, Palestinian civilians hoping to flee further south are finding it almost impossible to get out. Northern Gaza is under intense Israeli bombardment. Our correspondent in Gaza is Rushdie Abu Alouf.
In Gaza City, people are started to flee the heavy fighting around the city as the Israeli ground operation expanded around Gaza City from three different directions. The tanks were advancing near Gaza City itself. Tonight, again, the Israeli airstrike were intensified around the Al-Quds Hospital and also around the Shifa Hospital. We feel that Israel is pushing the civilian population to flee this place. They bombed tonight the largest bakery in the place that is feeding most of the bread to the neighborhood near the Shifa Hospital.
Arab foreign ministers meeting in Jordan have told the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, that there must be an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Mr. Blinken reasserted the US view that any ceasefire would benefit Hamas, but he affirmed his support for humanitarian pauses in fighting.
We believe pauses can be a critical mechanism for protecting civilians, for getting aid in, for getting foreign nationals out, while still enabling Israel to achieve its objective. To defeat Hamas. Yesterday, I spoke in depth with Israeli leaders about how, when, and where such arrangements could be implemented and what needs to be done to make them possible. Today, regional partners discussed many of these same questions.
Qatar says its foreign minister told Mr. Blinken that Israel's bombardments were complicating its efforts to mediate the release of hostages. Huge protests have been held around the world against Israel's continued attacks on Gaza. Thousands took part in rallies in the United States, Europe, the Middle East and Africa, calling for a ceasefire and in solidarity with the Palestinians. In Washington, D.C., demonstrators staged the largest protest since the conflict began. Police in Germany say they're conducting a major operation at Hamburg airport after a man armed with a weapon drove his vehicle onto the runway. From Berlin, here's Jessica Parker.
At around 8 p.m. local time, a car was driven through an airport gate and onto the tarmac. German media report that two gunshots were also fired into the air. Police say they're dealing with what's described as a static hostage situation, with at least two people in the vehicle, including a child. Officers are said to be in contact with the driver. National press say that the suspect's wife had earlier alerted police to a possible child abduction. Hamburg Airport confirmed that all flights were cancelled for the rest of the night because of the federal police operation.
World News from the BBC. The paramilitary Rapid Support Forces in Sudan say they have seized control of the army's headquarters in El Geneina, the capital of West Darfur State. The city is the third of Darfur's five state capitals to fall to the RSF in the past 2 weeks. Local residents have accused the RSF and allied Arab militias of rape, of killing thousands of ethnic Masalit people and looting homes and markets. The RSF denies the accusations. The military in Guinea says the former head of state, Moussa Dadis Camara, is back in jail after being freed in a prison break. Gunmen stormed the facility in the capital Conakry in the early hours and freed Captain Camara. The army's chief of staff said the prison break was an attempt to sabotage Guinea's current leadership. There have been conflicting claims from the Ukrainian and Russian sides about an attack in Russian-occupied Crimea. The Ukrainian armed forces said in a telegram post that they had successfully targeted a shipyard near the strategic Kerch Bridge to Russia. Pro-Ukrainian journalists said a small Russian missile ship, the Askold, was hit, but no photographic evidence was given. The Brazilian football club Fluminense have won the final of the Copa Libertadores for the first time. They beat Boca Juniors from Argentina by 2-1. Our America's regional editor Leonardo Rocha reports.
The winning goal was scored during extra time by the promising Brazilian forward John Kennedy. The final of South America's most prestigious club tournament was played at Rio de Janeiro's Maracanã Stadium, not very far from the Fluminense grounds. Celebrations are expected to stretch into the early hours of Sunday, but there are concerns about security following clashes between Brazilian and Argentine supporters in the past few days. 100,000 Boca Juniors supporters are estimated to have travelled to Brazil for the match.
BBC News.